In the first reading, we hear the apostles say to the high priest, "Better for us to obey God than men." And our Lord, in the gospel reading, tells us, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys him will not see life." You know, needless to say, obedience is absolutely essential. It is the means by which we have been saved. Christ was obedient to death, even to death on a cross, and he himself tells us, shows us by his example, you know, not in the garden, you know, "Not my will be done, but thy will be done." So obedience is something that's required of us all. Unfortunately, many Americans, you know, they don't like the idea of obedience very much. You know, we think freedom means we can do anything we want and no one can tell us any differently. But the reality is that all of us, you know, have to be obedient to someone. The question is, whom? For Christians, we have Jesus. As I mentioned, he's the one who says, "Not my will, but thine be done." And the hardest part of the spiritual life is denying oneself, dying daily to our self-will, you know, getting rid of our own way of doing things and to do things according to the will of someone else, especially God. Now, the only way that's going to happen is if we deny our own will every day, you know, by having to be obedient when we don't want to be, by having to submit our will to someone else's. You know, that's not an easy task. That's why, you know, we have to remember that what God wants for us is the best. You know, many people think, though, the commandments are restrictive, that God's keeping us from things we want to do, but actually, look how much trouble we would save ourselves and how much trouble we would avoid if we would keep the commandments, how much sorrow is brought into the world through sin. So if we're willing to accept that God's will is better, and that God will even bring good out of every situation, then complete submission to his holy will is something that becomes much easier, because we know it will be the best. This is so difficult because God doesn't let us see the outcome beforehand. He wants us to trust. He just simply asks us to make an act of the will and trust him. And then in eternity, you know, we'll see the good that he has brought out of our obedience and our trust. But he doesn't show it to us beforehand because, you know, that would make it too easy. So let us pray to Our Lady for that childlike trust that our Lord asks us to have.